Facebook gets a redesign as Mark Zuckerberg reveals his new vision for the platform.
So that's why I believe that the future is private.
And Attorney General William Barr heads to Capitol Hill.
This hearing will be sort of the fullest look yet into Mr. Barr's handling of the investigation.
Plus, the Fed concludes its two-day policy meeting.
The fact is, most Fed officials seem pretty happy with where their policy is right now.
This is What's News from the Wall Street Journal. I'm Kim Gittleson. Let's get started. Now, before we get into our main story this morning, Facebook's big redesign, here's what you missed. Special Counsel Robert Mueller told Attorney General William Barr in March that his four-page letter summarizing the findings of the Russia investigation failed to, quote-unquote, fully capture the team's work. Mr. Mueller said that the summary threatened the public's confidence in the results of the probe. The revelation comes as Mr. Barr is scheduled to testify in front of the Senate today. Sadie Gurman has more from the Justice Department in Washington.
We'll get our fullest glimpse into his decision making, and we'll actually hear from him firsthand about why he did the things he did, and he can sort of repair his reputation after being extremely criticized and thought of as a protector of the president.
It's still unclear if Mr. Barr will agree to testify in front of the House on Thursday. He's objected to the structure of the hearings put forward by House Democrats. That was the scene in Miami yesterday, where many exiled Venezuelans reacted with hope to opposition leader Juan Guaido's attempts to overthrow the government of Nicolas Maduro. Thousands of Venezuelans clashed in the streets late into Tuesday, but there was no sign that the revolution had succeeded. In a late-night address, Mr. Guaido called for Venezuelans to take to the streets once more today.
Mañana toda Venezuela a las calles.
Mr. Guaido is viewed by the U.S. and more than 50 countries as Venezuela's legitimate leader following a 2018 election that was marred by fraud allegations. And here's something you don't hear that often.
We just had a very productive meeting with the President of the United States.
That's House Speaker Nancy Pelosi after a meeting between Democrats and President Trump yesterday. It was regarding a proposed infrastructure package, repairing the crumbling bridges and roads across the U.S. It's long been seen as a potential area of compromise between Mr. Trump and Democrats. Senator Chuck Schumer said the two sides had even agreed on a funding number.
We agreed on a number, which was very, very good. $2 trillion for infrastructure. Originally, we had started a little lower. Even the president was eager to push it up to $2 trillion. And that is a very good thing. And then we talked about a number of things we would do. Obviously, the roads and the bridges and the highways. Obviously, water. But also a big emphasis on broadband, that every American home, we believe, needs broadband. An emphasis on the power grid so we could bring clean energy from one end of the country to the other.
But Republican lawmakers who control the Senate are unlikely to support a $2 trillion infrastructure bill. They've warned that a major new federal infrastructure program would increase the federal deficit. Now, our main story this morning, Facebook's new redesign. Mark Zuckerberg introduced the changes at the first day of the company's annual developer conference, F8. Though the most obvious change for many of us would be the removal of the blue bar that's been atop Facebook's site since it was launched, there are a whole host of other changes being introduced. Mr. Zuckerberg was clear about the reason for the changes: privacy.
Now, look, I get that a lot of people aren't sure that we're serious about this. I know that we don't exactly have the strongest reputation on privacy right now, to put it lightly. But I'm committed to doing this well and to starting a new chapter for our products.
For more about what exactly will be changing, Charlie Turner spoke to our Facebook reporter, Jeff Horowitz, from the conference in San Francisco.
Now, Jeff, in addition to the replacement or the disappearance of the blue icon, what are other changes that Facebook is making to the site? I hear some of them revolve around encouraging less public discourse, but more group conversations.
I don't think it's going as far as encouraging less public discourse, but giving people an alternative to just sort of putting it all out there for the whole internet is definitely a priority for the company and something that Mark Zuckerberg's been talking about for months, and it's very central to the redesign. So a big thing is groups, and through what Mark Zuckerberg described as hundreds of small changes, groups are going to be brought more central to the Facebook experience. And basically, you're going to be encouraging people to take their conversations and connections into smaller and moderated by administrators forums. And that's something that they believe is going to connect people for real, and also perhaps might have some benefits in terms of the content on the site.
What other changes has Facebook made? Don't some of them involve the video and photo feature stories?
Yeah, so stories has been a thing that is going to be, I mean, it's sort of featured prominently as kind of next Facebook's next big thing for advertising in general. It's been cited on their earnings calls for a while, and definitely there's no exception today at F8, the developer conference. That's a pretty central thing they're pitching. And so there's kind of a convergence of stories on kind of a lot of the platforms. It seems like that's part of what Mark Zuckerberg has been saying he's interested in, which is sort of converging the products toward a similar set of features, not stripping them entirely of their own identities, but at least making them so they're interoperable and allow users to do many of the same things.
And a general question, why are these changes happening? I mean, is there some deeper reason for this?
It's pretty easy to see the focus on groups as being in part a response to some of the public criticism Facebook's gotten for sort of content on its site. And to some degree, it's, you know, this is a philosophical and ideological position taken by Mark Zuckerberg that he really does believe in the internet's ability to form communities and Facebook's role in that. But there are some advantages here. There are going to be moderators who are kind of going to be a little more front line in terms of regulating content. And, you know, that might take a bit of the burden off of Facebook. They're rolling out a whole bunch of new tools to let moderators see what problematic speech and behavior is occurring in their forums. And they're also saying that they're going to rate groups according to their propensity to share misinformation or, you know, get into unpleasant behavior.
And also the big question that, you know, the Wall Street Journal has invited readers to join the discussion here, will it change the way people use Facebook?
And that is a very big ask for a revamp of any app. But I think the company really does believe in its ability to engineer a whole bunch of small changes that do alter the way people participate. And you know, not necessarily taking sort of power away from them, but just getting them through a whole bunch of little nudges to behave in ways that would work better for Facebook and perhaps society at large.
You can find our full coverage of the changes and share your thoughts with us about whether or not you think this will help repair Facebook's reputation at WSJ.com. On to markets. Two A companies, Apple and Alphabet, reported lackluster earnings this week. Shares in the Google parent company posted their worst daily decline in 6 years on Tuesday. Meanwhile, after markets closed, Apple reported a 17% decline in iPhone sales revenue. But strangely, shares in Apple rose in after-hours trading. Alex Frangos is our finance editor. So, Alex, break it down for me. iPhone sales decline by double digits and investors are happy?
Investors are really excited about the future for Apple. They were really pessimistic about 3 months ago. And what the stock market is all about is the future, not the past. And so they feel that the drop in sales and profit this quarter is going to be more than made up with the kind of optimistic outlook in the future. The company said raised their revenue forecasts, and they've recently settled this patent issue with Qualcomm, which opens up the possibility of a 5G iPhone in the future, which could finally be an excuse for people to give up their old iPhones that they've been holding on to and upgrade into, you know, the new fanciest, most expensive models. I mean, yesterday was a great day for Apple, probably, and a pretty terrible day for Alphabet, Google's owner, which the day before had disappointed on its earnings, and shares were down 8%, which was like one of its biggest falls in a really long time. And, you know, it just goes to show that these stocks don't all move in the same direction at the same time.
And now the Sked. Here's what to look forward to later today. It's the best day of the year, or one of the best of six. Later today, the Federal Reserve will conclude its two-day policy meeting in Washington. Nick Timmeros, our Federal Reserve reporter, has more about what we can expect from Washington.
The post-meeting statement isn't expected to have big changes. Instead, look for the Fed to really mark to market any changes we've seen in the economy and the outlook over the past 6 weeks. And those changes have been that growth has come in a little bit better than people thought it would for the first quarter, but inflation has come in maybe a little bit lower than it seemed likely 6 weeks ago.
And some more tech earnings for you. The chipmaker Qualcomm will report its earnings after U.S. markets close. Of interest there is what the company has to say about its recent suspension of tensions with Apple. The two companies reached a settlement earlier this month to stop their ongoing patent war. Finally, the healthcare profession is mounting a new effort to get men to go to the doctor. Apparently, compared with women, men avoid going to the doctor, skip more recommended screenings, and practice riskier behavior. One strategy that they're trying, connecting men with doctors remotely. That way, they don't actually have to go to an office. What do you think? Have you gone to the doctor recently, or why do you avoid it? Tweet us at WSJ Podcasts or email us at whatsnews@wsj.com. That's What's News from the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening. Now get to work.